All right, WMFO, 8 o'clock on the nose right here. This is Mike and Dan. And on the phone, we have the artist that we just heard from his latest record called Swing Your Lanterns. That was the title track. Ivan Julian, thanks so much again for calling. And one more question for you. When you hear a song on the radio of yours, is it still cool to hear your song on the radio?
It always feels cool. That's why. You know, that's why you do it. You want people to hear it, and that first time thrill never goes away. You know, because hundreds of thousands of songs released every single day.
Yep.
So to hear, you know, to hear your song on the radio, yeah, it sounds great.
Yep.
And it's another platform as well. So kind of like, you know, it's different than just having it on vinyl. This is out on vinyl as well, by the way, or CD.
Well, I'm definitely from a vinyl generation, you know, that's for sure. And the other two guys here are
it
of that.
Sounds better.
I know it does.
Everything sounds better on vinyl.
I know. Well, I will tell you that these three old guys, you know, I mean that in the best possible way, you guys. But, you know, at 8 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, playing your song, Ivan, we were just like, you know, bobbing our heads. It was like really good to hear that. Nice job. That was really awesome.
Yeah, it's a great CD, Ivan. Looking forward to having you at the Burren. You're playing with some great rock and roll bands of Boston. Muck and the Myers and Greg Allen's Fringe Religion.
They are fantastic bands.
Great bands. And up in Vine Theater, it's going to be a great show. And you're going to play at the Stone Church with Marvel Prone and Horsefly Gulch.
Wow.
Very, very interesting band. So it'll be a good time. We're looking forward to you coming to Boston and to Holyoke and to the Stone Church in Newmarket, New Hampshire.
Yeah, can't wait to see you, Ivan.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
We are looking forward to it as well. Can't wait. And when is that, Dan?
Well, we've got one. The 18th is at the Divine Theater in Holyoke. Great place, really nice. You'll really dig that place. And then on the 19th at the Stone Church up in Newmarket.
That's a great place.
Yep. And then on the 20th we're at the Burren in Davis Square, Somerville, Mass. Be there. Tickets are selling fast, so buy your ticket now.
So there's three chances to see you.
Three chances to see you in the area in 3 days.
That's pretty good.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right,
I'm bringing Al Maddie with me to play second guitar. A lot of people don't know about Al, but he worked on a lot of Joey Ramone's solo projects.
All right. Wow, that makes it even better. That's awesome.
And you're bringing Judy with you too, as well as Debbie, right?
That's right. Yeah, and Judy Ann Knock, who sings backup to my band, she'll be singing on the show as well. I'm really happy to have her there. It's gonna be great.
And then the next night at Square Root, I've got Psycho Positive, which Judy is also in, and so is Debbie. So it's going to be a weekend of New York rock and rollers.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, they're both really talented people. I mean, that's why I'm humbled to have them in the band, because they're both amazing singers and they blend together really well.
Well, can't wait to catch you guys. Thank you so much for calling this morning. We really
appreciate it.
And I look forward to investigating the rest of that CD. Thank you so much, Ivan.
Okay, you're very welcome,
Mike. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Can't wait to meet you.
Take care.
See ya.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. Soon. All right, Ivan Julian, everybody. His new CD is called Swing Your Lanterns. We heard the title track, and Dan has all these shows booked, so make sure you pay attention to Dan's page on Facebook. All sorts of stuff going on. So what
would you like me to talk about the shows?
No, we'll do that after, because right now I want to play that song that everybody's talking about from the Rolling Stones.
I'll tell you what, I think that song is great.
Yep.
People are complaining about the video, some hottie hanging off the back of a car. What else would Mick and Keith do?
Well,
instead of having a hottie hanging off the back of the car.
We should do that at 80 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish I could sing that good.
Yeah, Mike, what is it like being 80? Never mind. All right, so this is...
I'll let you know in 15 years.
There you go. All right. So listen, Rolling Stones have an advanced single from their latest record coming out. It's called Angry, and it's New Noise now at WMFO right here in Medford.
24 years till a bullet in the chest, and I still see him in my sleep. $15 in the purse he couldn't save. Family didn't even buy Stone Mark's grave. Call me up if you need a place to stay.
Thinking more about you. towards ruin and headed for disaster. Trying to find a way to get there faster. I wanna feel the wind coming out of nowhere. Cold is nowhere, that's where I'm headed. I've been told I might be good for nothing, but I'm good for now. I might be good for nothing, but I'm good.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Mefud.
I don't know where you get your kicks.
Trying to be
It's 8:23 in the morning here at WMFO. I'm Mike. He's Mike. He's Dan. And let me tell you what I played. And then we have somebody on the phone. I'll give you a little hint about who that is, and you can guess and see if you're right. All right. So I'll start with the fifth song of the set there. That was a young band from Brighton Beach in the UK. Really liking their sound. It's another one that I found on Instagram. They're called the Evening Suns, S-O-N-S, from their latest record called Summer Rain. That was the title track. Garland Jeffries, just before that. I remember listening to WBCN, and they used to play some rockabilly on there, and that's how I found out about Mr. Jeffries. That was from 2023, new stuff this year called 14 Steps to Harlem. That was Schoolyard Blues. It's obviously not a new song now. It's a compilation or something like that. But I love that track. Speaking of loving that track, Sarah Levesque Band from Boston in 2020 put out a great record called Moments of Silver. That was Good for Nothing. Good for Now. Drive-By Truckers with a second song of the set from 2002's record called Southern Rock Opera. That was Birmingham with Jason Isbell in the band at that time. And Rolling Stones started us off with New Noise, brand new single from a new effort that they're doing called Angry. And people are talking about it, that's for sure. I'm so confused. I have like two people on the phone, but we'll see what's going on. First of all, I'm going to give you a hint. This guy is not from Boston. He's from Detroit originally, and he always wears a fez. And everybody loves him. Any idea who it might be? Who do we have on the phone? Hello? Is this Is this Smitty Smitty?
You got it. Oh, this is so fun. I mean, I'm tuning in anyways, and I see you've got Hank and Dan and Michael J. Hey, known
that's Bootleg Dan, Smitty. Bootleg Dan, keep that up.
Yeah.
I had to call in and say, hey, man.
Glad you did. How's things going? And why is a rock and roller like, well, then again, Cindy from The Sins called up, too. So I didn't know you guys are going to be like early morning people. It's crazy.
Well, you know, we got a lot of stuff on our plate, and I am a fan of early morning coffee, so I got that. And then you're on Saturdays, and, you know, so I'm usually up at 7, you know, starting my day anyways, but now I got you to tune into, so this works out perfect.
Well, cool, at least through mid-January. Hopefully after that we'll go back to 9 o'clock, which is much more palatable.
Yeah, we'll see.
But anyway,
yeah.
What is going on with the two super awesome bands that you have going on?
Well, we have a lot of stuff going on, but I really, you know, I don't want to turn that, you know, there's plenty of opportunities for me to come on in, hopefully, and...
Yeah. Yeah.
So, it sounds like he's taking a gulp of coffee there. Hold on, give him a moment.
Have you disappeared?
Did he go?
I don't know.
Where'd he go?
I don't know. I've got somebody else on the phone too. I'm gonna put you on the air. Hi, who have we got? You're on the air. Please don't swear. Who's on the phone?
I will. This is Harold from Medford. How are you?
Who is it?
Harold from Medford.
How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
So you're... Yeah?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was hoping to request a song by a local band called Albion 56.
Albion... Well, I will see if I have that. I'm not sure that I do. I'm not familiar with them. And what song...
So they're on all the major streaming platforms.
I'm sure they are.
Albion, Space 56, and the song I'd like to hear is called It Won't Stop.
All right, if I don't have it today, I will look it up, and I will try and play it next week for you.
Yeah, there's at least three other songs as well on Apple, on all the major streaming platforms you can find as well.
All right, well, I will absolutely look it up and see if I can find it. I'm sure I can, actually. But I want to thank you so much for calling. Really appreciate your listening.
Absolutely.
All right.
All the time. Thank
all
you.
Right, take care. Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, surprise after surprise. Smitty, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Smitty, right. Where'd you go?
That was a curveball, huh?
Yeah. Well, the whole morning's been curveballs. And I was expecting like a strike, so, you know, I'm all
there
confused.
There you go. What do you call it? Softballs work, too.
They do.
Hey, little Billy Lost just kicked butt.
They always
at,
do,
at Geno's on Thursday night. Wow.
Oh, my God. So much fun. I mean, you know. I'm south of Boston, so it's a little bit longer drive for me. And thankfully, even though it took me 2.5 hours to get there, I didn't have any traffic. So So showing up, having a great show, and, you know, rocking the house with Crowfalo and Stigmatics. That was just way too much fun.
I think you didn't have any traffic because you're Smitty Smitty and the cops just make room for you. Isn't that true?
Well, I had a late night,
they see
too.
The Fez and they get out of the way.
They part the traffic.
That's right.
I had a late night, too, Smitty, so don't worry about it. You get home till like 2.
Well, History repeats itself. Like Noah's Ark, Noah wore a fez too, I think, and that's it. It parted the seas.
Noah parted the seas. I'm gonna think about that one.
Well, no, I mean he wore a fez, which made the Almighty. Never mind.
Never mind. I was gonna make a joke. The cops have made room for me in my 66 years, but it had nothing to do with clearing traffic.
All right, so when do you think you're going to come in and visit in person?
Well, you know, we'll do your show. We'll figure it out. There's all kinds of fun stuff. I mean, the most immediate thing is tonight. It's sold out. There's no need to promote it, but we're just so happy that Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones are going to be supporting Liz Borden on her new release, Sweet Pain, on Code 213 Records.
So great song. Great song.
Well, this is going to be a beautiful night. And then the next official show is Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones at the Magic Room on November 3rd with the reunion of the Strange Men and 210 coming in heavyweights. But that's, you know, we'll save that for another time.
All right. Very, very cool. Well, listen, enjoy your coffee. I hope it's hot and I hope it's strong.
Strong and hot.
All right.
And I got to start getting my kilt and fez and all that fun stuff ready for tonight.
All right.
And, just love to everyone there. I mean, you've got an all-star crew there. I'm really excited.
Yeah, and back at you. Please say hi to the rest of the boys in the band.
Yeah, take care, Smitty.
And,
take care, Smitty.
Hope to talk to you soon and see you soon.
All right, sounds good.
All right, see you later.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Smitty Smitty, everybody. Don't tell anybody his name is Michael Smith, but don't tell anybody that. Don't tell anybody.
just between us here.
Yeah, we love Smith.
Yeah.
All right. So, did I tell everybody what we played? I think I did.
Yeah,
and so it's time for more new noise. It's like the best thing ever. And local Boston band called Key of Caustic, who are really on a mission to just kill it, you know, and just be a killer punk band. And I think with this new single called Big City Disease, I think they're on their way. You're going to get to hear it right now and make up your own mind. So new noise from Key of Caustic. This is Big City Disease. This is WMFO.
I don't know what I'm going to do every morning when the sun comes through. We're getting ready for a wild time again. Got my money, got my shit at enough fuel for a night at the bar, and got a suit and a big suit of disease. Tripping out on a mask inside. I love this place, so I'll swallow my pride, but I don't think I'll be back this way no more. I don't think I remember your name, and that's okay, I can play the game, cause got a city, a big city disease. Maybe I should be a home man. I love you, baby, so I'm going home now. We're living in a dystopia. I don't think I wanna be. We'll be right back.
snowball in my kitchen. I watched it melt before my eyes. Your song still needs a chorus. I know you'll figure it out. The rising of the verses, a change of key will let you out.
walking a tightrope. You were checking it out when all the birdies and the butterflies flew right out of your mouth. And it was quit being alive, quit being alive. And it was quit being alive, quit being alive.
WMFO Medford, 8:49 in the morning. I'm Mike. He's Mike. He's Dan. Let me tell you what we played in that last set. I'll start with the fifth song of the set. It's a band from Boston called Mall Cops. Another one I discovered on Instagram. That's just been a really good source lately, and I'm very intrigued with that band. I don't know much about them. I know a lot of other people do, but that was called Tightrope. It's brand new from them. Really love the way that they changed the tempos in there and the screaming. I like it. All right, and then Boston's American Ocelot. These guys are laughing with me, not at me.
Yeah.
American Ocelot from their latest, their debut record called Million Things. That was Change. Stupidity, our friends from the rock and roll capital of the world in Stockholm, Sweden, from their latest called Waking Up the Band. That was Magical Girl featuring the great Keith Strang. They'll be here again in 2024 to tear up the club, so make sure you go see them. David Byrne from 2009's Everything That Happens Will Happen on This Tour EP. That was Strange Overtones. And Kiev Caustic, Boston's own, with a new single called Big City Disease. I give you at 10 minutes of, who's going to talk fast but has good stuff to tell you, it's Bootleg Dan.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
Bootleg?
Bootleg Dan Bootleg. Presents here. Hey, we got a lot of shows coming up. I just want to give you a quick one tonight. We got The Square Root. We got Tad Overbaum, Preacher, and Satch Currens. And the show starts at 8:30. Tomorrow night, or tomorrow afternoon, we've got at the Worthing Attic, again, Preacher's playing with Larry Newman Acoustic. He's doing a blues thing, really cool. And this Beautiful. Band that I've been wanting to check out, Phantom Ocean from the North Shore, really good band.
Sure.
I can't wait to see them play. And things coming up in the future, we got Robin Lane is going to be playing at the Jack Kerouac Festival next weekend, next Saturday night at the Zorba Room. And also, the next night, we got Girl with a Hawk playing at the Worthing Attic for the Jack Kerouac Festival. So, hey, a lot of things coming up. Mike, I appreciate you having me on the air. And Mike, good seeing you, man.
Good to see
good
you.
To see
and
you
and none of us are awake. All right. So.
We're all awake. What do you mean? Come on. Let's rock and roll, folks.
All right. You all done?
You got
you
it.
Didn't tell, you didn't tell people you don't care if it's raining, you won't melt. You didn't say, get off the couch.
Get off the couch. Right, it's not going to melt
you. All right. So listen, I got two more new noises to play for you. This one's really exciting. It's a advanced single from the new Nervous Eaters CD that's coming out next year. This one's called Kelly 16, and it is full of lyrics that are very meaningful. It's all about social media and the addiction that young people have with it and what it causes them to just sort of lose interest in life, unfortunately, sometimes, and the things that happen these days. This one is brand new, Nervous Eaters, debut here on WMFO. This is called Kelly's 16 at WMFO. It's all about you.
anyone would guess. Going over like clockwork, oh, it won't rest. Unless it's in a place of ease, where I feel my best and I can do what I please. Escapism is bliss. Reverie never goes.
WMFO Medford, 8:59 in the morning. I'm Mike. He's Mike. Thank you, Mike.
Mike, thank you, Mike.
Dan, hey, thank you so much. Got to get out of here. We just heard Sharp Class and Where I'd Rather Be, the debut of Kelly 16 by the Nervous Eaters. And I'm Mike. Stay tuned for 1,000 Points of Light. And if you're lucky, I'll be back here next week at 7 a.m. This is WMFO. Thanks so much, everybody. Bye-bye.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.